Chapter 1. Over the Arabian Sea. Present day, 18 months ago.
"Don't tell anyone,"
Adam Carlton whispered as he glanced over his shoulder to make sure no one was listening.
"I'm not supposed to take you down there."
Lila Dewan knew his dramatic gesture was all for show. They were alone in the airplane's palatial rear lounge, with its mahogany tables and Gucci-embossed sofas. Although the double-decker Airbus A380 was gigantic and could carry more than 800 passengers when fitted out as an airliner, this plane currently held fewer than 100 people. Most of them were in the luxurious forward bars, enjoying the free-flowing champagne and snacking on expensive caviar. Lila still didn't know why she'd been one of the lucky few invited onto Xavier Carlton's private jet, but she jumped at a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Fending off advances from one of the billionaire's sons almost made her wish she'd reconsidered. However, his offer was intriguing.
"You mean we can go down and see the cargo hold?"
she asked. Carlton nodded, downed the rest of his 100-year-old scotch, and leaned in closer, practically purring in his British accent.
"Have you ever seen a Bugatti Chiron?"
The reek of alcohol on his breath almost made Lila gag. She shook her head.
"Fastest car in the world," Carlton said, "worth $3 million, even before I added the solid gold trim. I brought it from London to see what it can do on the desert roads. Obviously, I can't take you for a drive, but you can sit in it. The leather is the softest you'll ever feel."
She managed not to roll her eyes. Lila couldn't care less about cars, and his constant bragging was getting on her nerves. But she didn't know when she would get another opportunity to tour the cargo area of an A380. She was a pilot herself, logging more than 600 hours in twin-engine prop planes back in San Jose, California. So going down to see the hold was like getting a backstage pass to Disneyland. Her only hesitation was the thought of being alone with this jerk.
"That's quite a tempting offer,"
Lila said.
"Maybe some of the other guests would like to see it too."
Not that she couldn't fend him off if he got handsy. He was short and decidedly out of shape. Well, she was taller than he was and could deadlift 200 pounds, thanks to regular CrossFit classes. The bigger concern was that she would offend him and torpedo any future contracts with his father's company. Like all of the other passengers on board for this extravagant meet and greet, Lila was a computer company executive visiting Dubai for the TechNext trade show. As the chief technology officer of Singular Solutions, she was attending the convention to help pitch her firm's groundbreaking pattern recognition software to customers around the world. So far, they'd signed contracts for $50 million. But Carlton's massive media corporation, Unlimited News International, could double that figure with a stroke of a pen. When Lila suggested they bring others with them, Carlton scowled and sat back.
"If you don't want to see my car, just say so," he huffed.
No, I really do,"
Lila said with a smile. She stood up, smoothing the skirt of her black cocktail dress.
"Quick, before anyone knows I'm getting a private tour."
Carlton grinned and nearly leaped to his feet.
"I promise you won't regret it. The Chiron is almost as beautiful as you are."
"Lead the way."
He took her to a tiny elevator, and they both squeezed in, Carlton smiling up at her as they descended.
"Are you from America originally?" he asked.
"California born and raised. My parents are from New Delhi."
"I've been to India many times. My father has a villa outside of Mumbai."
"I never got to thank him for the invitation to this event."
"Unfortunately, he couldn't be here. He had an urgent matter to attend to in Dubai."
The elevator opened, and Carlton escorted her out into a small storage area before showing her through the door into the main hold. He froze at the sight that met them. The vast cargo area was completely empty. Carlton wheezed a couple of times, then yelled,
"Where is my car?"